When evening falls onto the city, and the lights outside my office window begins to fade, that's when I like to call you Daddy. On those days, when we both decide, without even having to talk about it, that we're both going to have to work late, that's when I like to call you Daddy. It's 7 o'clock at night, and the sounds of the cleaners leaving the floor is slowly fading. There's no one but the two of us left here. Maybe we're the only ones in the whole building. That's when I hear your office door open, and your voice calls out to me, asking me to come into your office, just for a second. Though I know it will be much longer. Of course, I'll be there in a minute, I reply. Then I open the bottom lock door in my desk and take out my special lingerie. Silk, crotchless, smooth fabric to slide over my breasts, panties, cut open to reveal my sweet pussy, my full engorged cunt lips displayed to entice you, profiled, raised up just for your viewing and touching pleasure. I undress and quickly slip on my lingerie. Then I run to the coat hanger by the door and grab my coat. I slipped it directly over my underwear and walk to your office. Hi! You gasp, and I see that slight frown come to your face. The one that signaled the stirring of a fierce desire for me. I ask, can I help you? You nod and pull your chair away from your desk. What would you like me to do? I say. You stand up and face me. A couple of paces and we're directly in front of each other. Eyes locked, breath becoming labored. Desire oozing from every pore. You tell me to take off my coat because, after all, I might be staying a while. Then you ask me, are you going to be a good girl tonight? I shiver. Oh, my groins start to contract and I feel that all too familiar ache, that yearning coming from deep inside of needing to be filled. But then there's that other ache as well, the one to bring you pleasure, to hear you moan, to see you with your eyes closed, sighting and gasping as my touch ignites your pleasure centers. And that's the ache I want to ease. By teasing you and loving you. Being your favorite baby girl. You sit back down, still in your suit, shirt and tie. Very proper. And I fall onto your lap. Silk camisole taupe, its strap hanging over my shoulder, a nipple protruding over the top of the camisole, a small, round, sensitive promise of the pleasure to come. I feel my crotchless panties gliding up and down your thigh, my lips so exposed, rubbing against your suit pants, wetting it as my Natural lubrication makes a slight sheen appear on the fabric, so I change position. I sit on your lap, but directly facing you. My legs straddle either side of you and we kiss. Oh, sir. Your lips are very soft on mine. You treat me so tenderly. I want to be your girl. Can I call you daddy? Is that okay? Yeah. You like that, don't you? Daddy. I love calling you daddy, especially when I can do this. Oh, I think there's something in here. Can I take it out? Please, let me. I've been such a good girl for you. I promise I never let anyone else in the office touch me anywhere. Because I'm saving myself for the only man I want. The one who's most powerful. The boss. The leader. The one who calls the shots. I find that a very attractive side of you. But I also need to please. The one who shoulders the burden. The one who bears the greatest responsibility. The one who tries so hard to support his employee. Who treat them as equals, but also knows when to call their shit out. I love that about you. But I know that means that you carry a great load within you. A really big load. A load that must be released and swallowed by a grateful, good girl. Can I do that? Can I drain you, daddy? Will you let me suck all your seed out of those tight, straining balls? Those balls that are fuller than ever because of me, your baby girl, the one you want to pump full of your cum, the mistress you want to breed, me, your sweet, dirty girl. Daddy? I'm worried about you. Your penis. It's twitching. Is it alive? Why can't you control it? Because of me? Again? Don't be silly. I'm not even touching it. How is it my fault? Because desperately trying to get me to touch it? Oh, daddy. It doesn't have to try. I would love to touch it. I love doing this. Coming to your office after everyone has left. Sitting on your lap, facing you. My legs straddle either side of you, kissing you gently. Stroking your hair, running my fingers over your cheeks. Being a good girl for you, giving you what you want. Is it time for me to kneel, to get down on the floor, to put my head in between your legs as I pull down on your suit pants and your brief like this? Oh, babe. Wow. You are very hard tonight. And very ready. Have you been thinking about this all day? About your baby girl? Slipping off her work clothes and putting on her special lingerie? Just to please you? To kiss you? Lick you, stroke you. I think you have. I'll bet your powers of concentration wander as the hours pass. And you knew you were close to the time when your woman would be before you, kneeling, breathing her soft, warm breath over the tip. Pulling back the foreskin so gently to reveal that sleek head. Oh, have you shaved for me? Daddy is so good to his baby girl. Fuck. I can't hold out any longer. I need to touch this. Oh, beautiful penis. Let me smell you. Rub my nose up the side of your shaft, down the other. You smell nice, fresh. Thank you for showering earlier. When your head is like this, so purple, standing proud, glistening, almost throbbing, I can't keep my mouth off you. Oh God. You taste beautiful today, boss. I love to slide my mouth over your head so smoothly. Does my saliva feel good, Daddy? Is it soothing your poor penis? Or does it make you need release even more? I can't stop. I think it does make you need release even more. And well, I could help with that. You know, you treat me so well. Oh, I love to show you how I appreciate you. And I just know that you don't get this kind of attention at home. You deserve this. You deserve me. Your girl. Please, let me take care of you. Mm. Mm. your balls. I love running my fingers over them, crawling them like this, licking them. Oh, taking them in my mouth and sucking so gently while my tongue feels all your seed turning inside you. I think you need to come. So, I'm going to let my fingers stroke you like this, up and down the shaft, while my mouth works the tips and my tongue slither all around your glands. Before I slide my lips slowly over your head. And all the way down your shaft. Can you come for me? Please? Can I have all your seed, Daddy? You don't need to pump it in my pussy. Not tonight. I just want to feel it shoot inside my mouth. I want to swallow you, Daddy. Please, baby, come for me. Buck your hips. Trust your thighs up to me. Oh, Daddy. Oh, you taste so good. Yes. Yes. You're so close. Come in my mouth. Dump yourself right into me. Honey, oh, let all that seed spurt out. Let me drain those big, fat, full balls. Fuck. Come for me, Daddy, please. Baby, that was such a big load. Fuck. You think this was the first time I'd ever given you a blowjob? Phew. That was quite something. May I please have a tissue? It's all over my lips and dribbling down my chin. Oh, you'd like to help lick me clean? Really? Wow. You are definitely the most wonderfully perverted fucker I know. God, I'm so glad I work for you. My best daddy.